Greetings and welcome to episode 131 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Mr. Phineas, this is a real exciting episode. We're podcasting our newest album, Unclaimed Freight.
That's right. We're going to podcast it in its entirety.
In its entirety.
That's right. From beginning to end.
Individual chapters.
Yep.
You were talking how it'd be neat to maybe try and get different URLs for each song to the different sites that we're on. And I think that's something that we can whip up.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a neat thing. Yeah. Kind of like an Easter egg thing. Each song will take you to a different website.
Yeah,
you know, of some sort, probably Radio Orphans related.
Yeah, it's not the album Unclaimed Freight is not on iTunes yet, but it will be at some point.
Yeah, it's on its way to CD Baby.
Yep,
it's actually
there. They emailed back and said we're working on it.
Shortly,
few days. Yeah, at least around the first of the year here.
So if you want a hard copy, you can wait for that. But until then, we'll tidy over here with a fine quality. Release.
Yeah, our newest one, and we're kicking off with our song, We Hardly Knew Ya.
Maybe the music we play isn't directed at dancing necessarily like normal pop groups.
Silly shoes, looking so pretty, wishing you were mine. And you went to the smoke shop and you grabbed yourself a pack. And then I saw you on the corner and you looked at me and began to hack. Began to hack. Electrify and see the sparks are flying. See that lightning in the sky that's meant for you and I. I told you, baby, that we'd get gone down. Dig the dead, dig in the ground. The money knows. Oh, the money knows. Stars, baby stars, screaming above. I know the day is rough, I know it's so long. And when I see you smile bright, then I know that you've gone. I see the love. Oh, oh, no, baby, see the love. The same old story, it's that same old song.
All right, all right, let's talk to the ram. Every river on your street. Although you blow the, I blow the, boom, 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 boom. Can you hear that? You know that.
Fasten your seatbelt. Just listen to this. This is a real piece of history here.
War einmal ein Bumerang, war ein weniges zu lang. Bumerang flog ein Stück, aber kam nicht mehr zurück. Publikum noch stundenlang wartete auf Bumerang. War einmal ein Bumerang, war ein weniges zu lang. Bumerang flog ein Stück, aber kam nicht mehr zurück. Publikum noch stundenlang wartete auf Bumerang.
If there is a person that is basically not a good person, but a person with bad character traits, if you don't make that person dimensional, then the fact that he has all that badness about him really doesn't mean anything. It only means something if you can identify that person as a real human being.
anyone want to kill me? Who have I ever hurt?
Maybe this is personal.
There is nothing more personal than being killed.
president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark. I was on Simmons Freeway earlier, and even the freeway was jam-packed with spectators waiting their chance to see the president as he made his way towards the trademark. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
About a crisis that should never have happened. We've
dispatched by Dallas Police. The canine units here at the scene. I don't know what car, but a fire truck is standing by. Mostly officers, literally hundreds of them, armed with sawed-off shotguns, comp shotguns, automatic shotguns, and submachine guns.
As an attendee, I have been given a blood transfusion at Parkland Hospital here in Dallas in an effort to save his life.
I'm Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Talk Back with Bob Larson. I'll be here for the next hour talking about what's on my mind and hearing from you about what's on your mind. Seated across from me, live in the studio today, is Mr. Boyd Rice. Mr. Rice is a Satanist, correct?
Absolutely. I'm a Satanist, a social Darwinist, and a whole lot of other things.
You're an occult fascist?
Yes.
You are a satanic neo-Nazi?
No, not precisely. We don't use fascist in the terms of it being political, just more to represent it being polar opposite of democracy. We see democracy as being basically the twin of Judeo-Christian values, and we see that they both reached this point of critical mass, and they're both falling apart. It's time to bring back more bestial to the values.
Bestial?
Yes,
animal.
Like the true part of man.
Man is an animal.
Man is absolutely an animal.
You walked into this building a little while ago. The first thing you saw when you got off the elevator was a cross.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to me. You know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start to... What do you feel like walking in here and sitting across on this floor? You, Mr. Satanist.
I think one of the reasons I enjoy your program is because I think you're an absolute Satanist, because you're making a living off these people who are weak and confused, and you're dominating them. And you're making a good time of it.
I am dominating weak and confused people?
Yes. Anton LaVey once said something very interesting. He said that P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
So my followers are suckers?
No, he said with the population explosion, now it's probably more like 1,000 per minute. And I think they're all tuned into this show. You're like the modern P.T. Barnum.
Are you a nice man?
I'm one of the nicest men you'll probably ever meet.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I would want my daughter to date you. I would want to walk down a dark alley with you following me.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sure your daughter would have a good time with you.
Thank God I don't have a daughter. I wouldn't want her dating you. You say anything that contributes to depopulating the earth is good. War is good. AIDS is good. Mass murder is good. Gang violence is good. Crack cocaine is good.
I didn't say crack cocaine is good. I said crack cocaine problem is good.
Well, you did say mass murder is good and AIDS is good.
Insofar as they depopulate the earth, I see humanity in its current state like a pestilence. It's completely contrary to life on earth. Anything that thins it down, I think, is a good thing. There's too many people on the planet, and what they're doing to the planet is bringing about its death rattle.
Phineas, we forgot to mention in the beginning of this podcast that we're going to give away our newest CD.
That's right. We have one more thing. That's right. One more. We'll round out our CD giveaway here.
For the month of December. We've been doing that.
That's right. We've given away quite a few discs already from various artists.
You have the envelopes.
I actually have the envelopes, the addresses. I'm going to be mailing tomorrow. Yeah. So, which would be Friday the 28th.
That's right. We do our podcasts every week. It's not like we have a stack of them here. These are once a week, recorded live as it happens in the studio here. Wow, exciting. So
yeah,
we're giving away On Claim Freight.
Along with our first two releases,
yes.
Monkey's Dance and No Strangers to Exploration.
Hard copies.
That's right. You'll get three, like a box set.
It is like a box set, isn't it?
You know, three Radio Orphan CDs.
They look kind of cool together, too, the artwork
they sure
and all
do.
That. It's a
so,
nice collection
to,
of songs.
If you want a chance at a grab on that, all you got to do is email us at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com.
It's so easy to do, folks.
That's right. It's very easy. Just email us. You know, put in the subject heading something to alert us to what you're emailing about, or, you know, at least just say, hey, send me the discs. I want, you know, my name entered for the box set drawing or something to that effect, and we'll run all the responses through our Radio Orphans randomizer.
Yeah.
And
some lucky winner. Many
lucky
will
winner.
Enter, few will win.
That's right.
You know, as they say on those TV
That's right.
shows
we'll,
now these days.
Receive our all three. You could say the Radio Orphans library of CDs.
That's right. Kind of exciting.
So there it is.
Well, we hope you enjoyed those last nine songs. Are we going to read off the list there? I guess we kicked off with We Hardly Knew Ya, and then we went into...
Funny Shoes.
And after that, it was
The Money Knows. And then Unclaimed Freight, the title track.
Title track, yeah.
That's right.
That was great doing that one. It was good. We've yet to come across anything else that really has used an auctioneer in there.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's almost like a no-brainer. We can toot our horn
a little bit. That was kind of fun to do.
I'm surprised it hasn't been. Maybe it has been, and I just haven't found it yet. But
yeah, I don't think so.
Pretty sweet.
I think we got the lock on that so far, but if you know of one, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to hear some more songs with auctioneers.
And after that, of course, Ides of March.
Ides of March, yeah.
And some of these songs, majority of them have been released over the past year or so, but this is definitely like the album
places.
Definitive, at least for this album, Unclaimed Freight. These are the album mixes that you're
That's right. And the CDs
hearing.
Are, of course, better quality than the MP3s that are available for you to grab. But, I mean, the MP3s still sound good, you know?
That's right. That's right. It'll be exciting to have three discs up on iTunes.
Yeah, totally. But
after Ides of March.
Our shoulders.
Our shoulders, yes.
Our shoulders.
Our shoulders are broad and sweaty, but our breath is sweet. Kind of, I translated that a little bit for the album.
But yeah, it seems to work either way.
Our shoulders.
Our shoulders.
Yes.
And from there into the experimental Glint.
Yes, that was fun.
Glint
to
is
do
a great
that
song. That was fun to write.
And we used, we do in quite a few of these songs, you actually hear real instruments. With that one, we used like some wooden marble click-clack thing. And
an old child's wooden game with marbles. And
yeah,
stuff.
And
you know,
a little Finnish instrument that I can't remember the name of, a little stringed wooden thing. We were using
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
And some synthesizer. That was a real fun one to
yeah,
do with.
That's.
Like real wooden instruments in that, where you know, a lot of times in that experimental music, it's a lot of like electronic looping.
The same kind of looping and the same kind. Yeah. We like to blend that. I guess that's the kind of
it
Radio Orphans
blend.
Thing is like
yeah.
the Terratronica, you know? It's
that's
like,
right, yeah.
You know, we got the electronic beats and some of the generic loops or whatever, but you know, you build on that with live instruments and just weird samples that you even record
it
yourself.
It shows in
you
that
know?
Glint. It's,
yep,
that was neat to do.
It was fun. Trippy
complicated
tune.
But simple in some ways, but sometimes keeping it simple is the most complicated, if that makes sense. But we did the next one is the longest Radio Orphan song ever, Spectator.
The Spectator, that's
clocks
right.
In about 13 and a half minutes or so.
It's kind of surprising that the samples in there haven't been used a lot more over the years.
Yeah,
you know,
the Kennedy
assassination. Yeah, what a popular
radio.
Topic that is, how that hasn't been used more often.
Yeah,
but then
those
again,
are
maybe
the actual
it's
radio tapes, like from the squad cars or whatever. And,
that's right.
Off the AM radios. And that's another song where it was pretty, another experimental one that was fairly simple where it's just kind of like guitar and a little synthesizer and you on vocals there with that tripped out whack vocals.
That's right.
I still can't figure out what you're saying, but it's cool. That's a fun one.
It is fun.
Wow.
And of course, we end off there with Boyd versus Bob, kind of our part three of we started our first two discs have Corey versus Bob, and kind of weren't able to dig up a whole lot more Corey material, but we had some Bob material.
That's right. More Bob.
Or, Boyd.
Boyd. Boyd versus Bob.
Boyd versus Bob.
Yes.
I might have misspoke.
That was
there,
a fun one.
Yeah, Boyd versus Bob, the very last track. It's always
that's a good one, too. And we have
a guest
bass player on that, which is your brother. And,
that's right.
You guys do the Clarity stuff together. And that was fun to have him come over in the studio. And he laid that track down smack, you know. That was great.
He always pulls that stuff off.
Hey.
I don't know, like, I don't know if it's luck or talent or a combination, but it's like now and then he can walk in and just lay it down.
There you go. There you go. That was fun. That was fun to do that.
Yep.
Have a guest musician.
Definitely. You know, it's always fun.
We've kind of done that on each of these discs.
That's right.
Check them out. And if you're the winner, you can read all about it.
That's right.
We'll tell you more. We don't really have the lyrics up yet for each of the songs and that, but maybe we'll. You know, if you go to songplanet.com, that's pretty good for having
the lyrics
to these songs if you're curious.
Yep, go to songplanet.com and search Radio Orphans.
I'm getting dry mouth. I think we've talked this much about our music in almost 3 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, once a year we can talk about us a little bit, right?
That's right.
It is the Radio Orphans podcast, after all.
That's right.
And this pretty much sums it up, but there it is. And don't forget to email radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com. to get 3 Radio Orphans CDs delivered to your door.
We thank you
for listening.